What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. Let's get moving with Blanks covering Chinese rocks. '77, doing the most covered song of all time, Chinese Rocks. How's everybody doing out there today?
Love
Jessica?
Me some Johnny Thunders covers by Blanks.
Hell yeah, hell yeah. Now, I don't know. See, I say this is Johnny Thunders because, like, he was the one who really, like, laid it out first. But, you know, written by Dee Dee, and then the Ramones didn't want to sing a song that glorified the use of heroin. So he kicked that shit over to Johnny Thunders, and then Johnny Thunders made it awesome, and then the Ramones were like, oh, shit, we should have done this song, and then they redid it. But so, like, the Ramones kind of covered their own song, or Dee Dee's song? I don't know. Everybody on the island of Manhattan in the 70s claims that they wrote that song. I don't think Blanks claims that they wrote that song, though.
No.
So now, also, that's coming off the German release of Tanked and Pogoed. You guys got to find some of these awesome-ass covers on the German releases. A lot of the Blanks records always got some awesome, cool bonus tracks on them.
Some cool covers.
Cool, cool, cool. And speaking of the Blanks, who we talk about more than any other band, without a doubt, you guys should come give them a view. I don't know. Go see them tomorrow, Scranton, at the Irish Wolf Pub. Doors open at 8. Blanks playing with the Queef Tones and Disorder, plus a few more, $10 in advance, $12 at the door. So get your tickets
excited
today.
Save
some change in your pockets. But I don't know. We don't really have anything prepared right now. It's the middle of the day. Redoing our schedule because we got to go, you know, check out the Blanks show tomorrow night. So no fellow pogoers, just your trusty hosts, Andrew Bedlam and the lovely rude girl, Jessica.
Yes, yes, you know it.
I hope we can keep you entertained. I know we can keep you entertained. But another band that can keep you guys entertained, that would be a little band from Jersey called the Boy Scouts. Let's remind you guys, you can see their first show on the East Coast in 16 years. Punk Rock Block Party with Pogo City Radio going down the Alternative Gallery, 707 North 4th Street, August 26th. Boom, bitches.
Boots and brakes blown out tonight. Damn, what about them? Maybe a fight. Boots and brakes don't look black. Say, there's nothing in the A reaction. Wump it all down.
Oi, oi, oi.
Wump it all down.
Oi, oi, oi.
Beats and brakes, I thought I'd take. Fucking makes me sick.
Oi Scouts. Now remember, catch them August 26th at the Alternative Gallery with a blank 77. Old Tigers just been added to the bill. The Damn Broads. Old Tigers coming out of York, I think, so they don't come around here all that often. So come on out, check them out. Damn Broads, Connecticut. Video Massacre. Sick 86. The Road Sodas. Clerical Era, The Parasitics. This is a great lineup. The show of the summer for the Lehigh Valley. So make sure you get your asses there. But before you get your asses there, there's a couple more shows that you guys also got to get to. We got another one going on the 5th with Hate Trash Disaster at the Alternative Gallery. Going to be a great local show. Come on out early. I think doors open at 3. Now, I want you to go to that show. Check out these awesome Lehigh Valley bands and then make a trip up north. Get to Scranton for the 9 o'clock doors opening and the triumphant return of World Poison. Now, a big announcement in the world of World Poison. That doesn't sound retarded, does it? Big announcement in the world of World Poison. Andrew Bedlam on bass, but Adam from Hate to Say It, formerly of Hate to Say It, and now of Going to Hell, gonna be jumping on guitar for these couple of dates we got lined up. So come see this fucking awesome fucking lineup of World Poison featuring Andrew Bedlam and Adam from Hate to Say It, along with Khalil on drums and Steve on vocals. Those be the original World Poison guys on the When They Call Your Name album that will definitely be for sale at this show August 5th in Scranton. Benefit for Bones and also playing with Vow and a couple other bands from up north. Make sure you check that out. And then we got a killer show going on August 19th in Nazareth. Punks Against Terrorism, another Benefit going to the victims of the Ariana Grande terrorist bombing thing. So some international help. Punk's going international
up in here.
Let's do a little Operation Ivy with Jade It. Nothing like being trapped in paradise. A little bit of Operation Ivy on Pogo City Radio. So now, Jessica, you're just going to leave me hanging playing on your cell phone? You know, we ain't got no tracks queued up, and I'm just shooting from the hip. Yeah, I started a war. I started a war on Facebook. I made a post that said, if you have 6 kids and you kill yourself, you're an asshole. I'm sorry. And I mean, it got plenty of people in agreement with me, but I definitely pissed off some of these younger girls. They do not like Andrew Bedlam anymore, and that's just too bad. But like, I definitely don't want to come across as rude. I completely have sympathy for people dealing with mental illness, because depression is not the only mental illness. Let's be real here. I just think these people who are condemning us for saying this man abandoned his family have their head pretty far up their ass. I'm sorry. But Jessica,
Jessica.
what track should we play tonight? Should we do a little bit of, how about we do some Oxymoron, Dead End Generation, dedicated to the Parasitics. I know they love Oxymoron.
It's the same old game, but it can't keep up. The mother's gonna try, we don't want to give it a shot. What do you expect in this breakdown age? Spit up, man, and give way to your rage. Your rage, your rage. The scene is set for a mountain up. Snow way back and forward, it's a concrete gun. We'll get down and smash head against a wall. To stand up, brother, you. As a member of the dead end you, sick of the game, sick of the blood.
All right, we're going to keep rocking right along. A little bit of potato pirates. Fuck the radio. Pogo City Radio. Bitches.
Okay, well, I don't care if the radio's free. All these songs are stupid to me. Whoa. Fuck the radio. Bands are played out from my scene. And someone's worse off a cheap macaroni.
Kill myself and fill my heart with rage. The potion isn't with the magic today.
the Potato Pirates. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Real professional today. Real professional. Got nothing set up. Here's the real deal, right? We're going to see Blanks tomorrow, so we gotta change some plans around for tonight. And also, where we're recording right now, it's like, you know, yesterday it got up to like 95 degrees in here.
97.
So we're trying to get these shows done before the sun really gets high. It's only 11:30 a.m. right now. It's only about 80 up here. We have the fans. We have the air conditioner.
Nice.
We're keeping it down. You give this room another hour and a half and holy fucking shit.
It's gonna
that
be
is
brutal.
Some bullshit. Hot as all fucking hell. Now, me and Jessica watched quite a few awesome ass throwback movies from the 90s. Now, we did some Clerks and Kevin Smith. We did we watched Can't Hardly Wait. But the one that was the best, of course, was Empire Records, right? And Empire Records gave us quite a few ideas for some Pogo City wild cards. In fact, I think each and every one of those movies gave us some ideas for some Bogo City wild cards. But this one seems the most fitting, and I left it up to the lovely rude girl Jessica, and she selected...
Oh, it's a good one. It's a good one.
What did you select?
The Buggles video killed the radio star.
That was a terrible introduction.
It was. Okay, let me try again, everyone. The Buggles video killed the radio star.
Pogo City's wild card, bitches!
Yeah!
Pogo City over everything. Radio bitches.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying awake intently tuning in on you. If I was young, it didn't stop you coming through.
Down.
I hope this is heavy enough for you to pogo to. You guys feeling that, right? That Pogo City wild card. This just bleeds punk rock. Oh, oh. All right. Now, let's just talk about this for a second. Now, obviously, you know, Pogo City, way bigger than any video star. But this was the first video played on MTV. And that made me start thinking. And I remember being at CBGB's and seeing Kraut play. And while they were on stage, talking about how they were on MTV the very first day. Now, I forget, when MTV started, they only had like 100 videos. So one of them, obviously, Video Killed the Radio Star. But Kraut was, were they like the first?
They were the first independent band to be played on MTV. The video clip for All Twisted appeared in rotation on MTV.
Is that what it says on the internet?
That's what it says.
So I was right. I remember them talking about that at the show. So Kraut, actually, like the first independent punk band on MTV. Yeah. And that was the first video, that being Video Killed the Radio Star, played on MTV. And with that being said, why don't we do a little Tom and Boot Boys? Since we're talking all this MTV, let's do This Is for MTV.
Hey, Sophie, do you like punks? Like MTV punks?
MTV punks? They're not punks, they're fucking shit.
What do you mean shit? They're a fucking mohawk.
They're out to make the money, they sold out.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, fuck them.
Let's go get a beer.
Piss off, MTV punks! Piss off, MTV punks! Piss off, MTV punks!
Tom and Boys, coming off the Sound of Rebellion, Volume 2. I'm actually a bigger fan of the one that comes off the full-length album. I think it's called Piss Off MTV One More Time Again. gotta love the broken English in song titles. Piss Off MTV Punks One More Time Again. Can't find that one at the moment. But we were just talking about Kraut and them being the first independent band on MTV. So let's get to that track, and here's New York City's Kraut with All Twisted. Pogo City Radio.
You're all twisted.
that was Kraut with All Twisted. And do any of you old heads remember seeing that on MTV? Because I don't, because my sweet ass wasn't born yet. So, yeah, wonder if anybody remembers that. I do know, what was the first video to get banned was Sir Mix-a-Lot, but the third video to get banned, do you know what the third video to get banned was?
Was it, I don't know.
First video was Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby's Got Back. I don't remember what the second one was. I think it was Like a Virgin by Madonna. Don't quote me.
Is
I know
Guns N' Roses?
No. The third one, this is before Guns N' Roses, was Danzig, Mother. That was the third one to get banned from MTV.
Because
of
the
last scene with the pentagram.
The blood.
She's got she's in a bikini and tied down to a fucking table and fucking
candles.
Yeah,
and shit,
yeah, lit candles everywhere and shit. And Danzig cuts like a chicken's head off and dumps the blood on her body and draws a pentagram in her stomach. And that got them right off MTV. So what is this? The MTV Pogo episode or something? Just have nothing to talk about besides Chester killing himself and Kraut being an independent band. On, like, I didn't know that dude's name up until yesterday.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, Jessica, what do you want to hear next?
I'm thinking some Ramones. Somebody put something in my drink.
Coming off Animal Boy, here it is.
Somebody put something in my drink. Take a ring and tonics, I favor a drink. I don't like anything.
asking this, right? Speaking of somebody put something in my drink, do you remember when we went to Philly and we stayed at Colin's house and Gabe was with us and we saw, I think it was a UK sub show. Yeah.
Oh, and yeah.
And Gabe was like really sick that night.
Yeah. All right. So we come back from the UK sub show and fucking, we went down there with Gabe. Like, he rode up with us, met up with some other people, and then, like, I didn't see Gabe, like, all night. Like, he, like, disappeared until it was time to leave, and then we got back to the house, and we're all ready to party and shit. The night is young. It's South Philly, you know. We're ready to party when the night's late in Easton. So, fucking, Gabe is just MIA, and he was just sick as fuck upstairs on the third floor, and somebody comes down, and Gabe's, like, puking or whatever. I don't know if he was actually puking, but he was sick as fuck. And somebody was like, what the fuck happened? Did somebody put something in his drink? And Gabe was like... And you got to think of Gabe's voice. He was like, and who the fuck would want to put something in my drink? Dead serious. Like, who the fuck would want to put something in my drink?
He started, like, swinging at me when I tried to wake him up.
Oh,
it was
he did. He was. He didn't know what was going on. You were, like, jumping on. I was like, just don't jump on Gabe while he's sleeping. You jump on him. He was like, what the fuck?
I missed that Jessica. I missed it, so
he felt bad. He didn't get you though. No. He felt bad. You did attack him while he was sleeping. You did attack him while he was sleeping when a night where he might have been
PTSD.
Drunk.
PTSD. We had a big conversation about that. Then he was saying it. I was like, it's kind of like PTSD. He's like, yes, exactly. That's you don't wake me up when I'm sleeping.
You were like jumping on him though, also
fucking around. Come on.
All right. Well, you know what? I'm looking at the track listing of Animal Boy here. Now, this isn't an album that I listen to all that much, and there's some good tracks on here. I mean, I'm seeing Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. That ain't bad, but I am. We already played Somebody Put Something in My Drink. I'm looking over at track number 3, and I got to hear a little bit of D.D. Ramone singing about Sid and Nancy with Love Kills.
Oh, yeah,
that's a good one. You're hooked on heroin, don't you know you'll never win?
Hey, but did D.D. know that? Because, like, he's singing about it, but it's like, yo, like, Kat, a friend of ours, he had that painting.
Oh, Kat's been on the show, but with Black Kat Radio
or
whatever.
Yeah, he did a painting, and I was like, oh, that's really cool. That's like a skeleton version of D.D. And Andrew's like, no, that's just D.D. Like, yeah, dude, looks like he's
did
dying,
not look the greatest.
Like,
did not
up.
Take his own advice in that song. No. Obviously.
He'll never win.
We, on the other hand, did take his advice. And if you're doing heroin, you should take his advice too. But speaking of the Sex Pistols, and well, speaking of Sid Vicious, now Sid Vicious, you know, in the credits of this album, but not even on the goddamn album, because Sid Vicious wasn't on any album because he was in hepatitis when this he was in hepatitis he was in the hospital with hepatitis when this album was made, and it's actually Stevie Jones playing bass, so go figure. But anyway, here's let's play some of Sid's band, if you will, and do one of their most punk rock songs to me. For all you pro-lifers out there, here's the Sex Pistols with Bodies. Guess I'm pro-death. City Radio. How the hell's everybody doing out there? Yeah, I guess pro death then, huh? I don't like that pro choice bullshit. I'm gonna call it pro death. None of that pro choice hippie shit. All right, now actually, before we get into the next track, we have a another big announcement that I forgot to say before. We've been talking about how we're doing the shows, the actual punk shows, not Pogo City Radio, the actual live concerts. We're going to be doing them live on the network, and I believe starting August 19th, the Punks Against Terrorism benefit with the Drugettes, World Poison, Screwheads, Admit Nothing, I don't have the flyer in front of me, Hate Trash Disaster, just an all-around great lineup, going to be a lot of fun, the Psycho Cats. But we're going to be doing that show live on Pogo City Radio audio. It's going to be live on WPDG with the audio. We're also going to be having a live video on YouTube probably on Punk Rock Block Party's Facebook. We're going to be live, and we're going to be live video and audio pretty much on all platforms that we can get it. We're going to be on multiple platforms. We're going to have some bunch of different camera angles. It's looking like it's going to be really nice. So if you guys really want to catch, especially, we'll also be doing it for the August 26th show with Blanks and the Oi Scouts. So if you guys are out there in Denver or some shit, you guys are going to be able to go to pogocityradio.com and watch a live video of the Oi Scouts, Blank 77, The Parasitics, The Damn Broads, Sick 86, Video Massacre, Clerical Error, Old Tigers, Road Sodas, all of them. You'll be able to see a live video feed, live audio feed. You'll be able to then, of course, view it even after it's live. So it's going to be awesome. And all you motherfuckers in the area better get to that show, because it's going to be killer on the internet, but it's going to be 40 times better in person. So don't be a bitch. Get there. Throw your cash in the jar. Come out and come pogo with some of the best bands that we got on the East Coast. You guys, got to get the fuck out there.
Good stuff.
A lot of Jersey bands. A lot of Jersey bands. You don't want to know why? Because that's where the best bands come from. Fuck all that California shit. And, you know, New York, you're great after Jersey. All right. Jersey first. So let's stick with Jersey and do where's the song I wanted
Bottles
to hear?
Cans.
Here we go. The Wretched Ones with Bottles and Cans coming off Go to Work. Love this fucking intro. Wretched Ones on Pogo City Radio. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Now, we opened up this show with Blank 77 covering Chinese Rocks. And now, you know, originally by Johnny Thunders. And we've already played bands like the Sex Pistols and the Ramones and some of these real classics. So I say we stick with it and let's do a little bit of Johnny Thunders with M.I.A. And this is going out to all those beautiful young ladies via the rude girl Jessica. Shucks. Johnny motherfucking Thunders right there.
Good shit.
Fucking love Johnny Thunders. Talking about one war that we started. We're not going to talk about the other war that we started. We're going to keep moving right along with the punk rock. We only got 8 minutes left, and let's stick on the more classic side and do a song who Jessica, I never even realized this, but a good point. Jessica always, like, back in, like, she always thought that this song was done by Johnny Thunders.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, that's the Joneses. And then I sat there and listened to it, and I was like, you know what? This does sound like Johnny Thunders.
Yeah.
Never put the two and two together, how much the Joneses actually sound like Johnny Thunders. So here they are now. Decide for yourself, the Joneses with Pillbox. Joneses on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. I got the lovely rude girl Jessica by my side. Before we get out of here, you know we got to tell you guys to go over and check out PogoCityRadio.com. We got some cool articles up on there. And also, relatively soon, Pogo City Radio going to be getting a quite the facelift, I'm going to say. Going to be a little bit different. All the articles and the blog is still going to be there, but there's going to be some more awesome, cool, and interesting things going on at PogoCityRadio.com. And one of those things is going to be live fucking video from the shows. You guys will not want to miss that. I don't know if it'll be up on PogoCityRadio.com by the time these two shows come, but we will definitely have live video for the August 19th show in Nazareth with the Drugettes and Screwhead, Admit Nothing, Hate Trash Disaster. And we will also have video for August 26th at the Alternative Gallery with Blanks, the Oi Scouts, the Parasitics. The names are endless. So, yeah, make sure. I'm going to have to put, like, a scrambler on it. Like, if you're within 50 miles of the show, you're not allowed to watch it. If you're within 50 miles of the show, get your ass here or miss out on it. But if you're farther, then you can watch it online. So, yeah, remember, go check all that shit out. Check us out over at YouTube. We got some videos up over there. There's Facebook. It's PogoCityRadio.com, at PogoCityRadio.com. You know, hit us up, staff@PogoCityRadio.com. Pretty much any place you type in Pogo City Radio, you will fucking find us. So go do it. Hit us up. Ask us to play your band. If it's not absolute shit, we totally, totally will. So, Jessica, I'm going to give you a big decision here. We got just about 3 minutes left. What song are we going to close out today's little show with?
You know what? Why don't we stick with the classics, like The Clash?
Okay, all right, yeah, definitely. All right, so we did a lot of the 77 stuff. We should end up with The Clash, and let's go with a little bit of London Calling. And while this kicks on, why don't we remind you guys, have got to come out and check out The Blanks tomorrow in Scranton at the Irish Wolf Pub, $12 at the door with the Queef Tones. See you there.
Boys and girls, London calling. Now don't look to us. Phony Beatlemania is putting the dust. London calling. See, we ain't got no swing except for the rain and the crunch of thing. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in. Meltdown expected, the wheat is going thin. Engines stop running, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. The imitation zone. Forget it, brother, you can go it alone. London calling to the zombies of death. Quit holding out and draw another breath. London calling, and I don't want to shout, but while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stop running, the wheat is going thick, a nuclear error, but I have no fear, 'cause London is drowning. It was true. London calling at the top of the...